MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 4, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. Sunny today, mid-60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10.03 a.m. and 10.18 p.m. Dave Rogers is reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News. The owner of Mary Marr Yacht Basin and his son are credited with preventing a boat fire next door at the Newburyport Boat Basin from spreading to other boats, according to multiple sources. Dave Rogers writes that boat owner Brian Boussou of Salisbury said his 20-year-old boat caught fire about noon Monday, shortly after new batteries were installed. Within moments, Jay Lazinski II and his son Jay III hopped into a boat, hooked up Boussou's burning craft, and dragged it away from the dock. The boat was escorted to a back river area of the churning Merrimack River near Ram Island, where a Salisbury Fire Department boat crew squelched the fire with assistance from local firefighters, who jumped aboard a Newburyport Harbormaster vessel. A Coast Guard rescue boat was on hand as backup. According to Newburyport Fire Chief Stephen Bradley III, no injuries were reported. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary has agreed to sell the 6 dormitory buildings on its main campus to new owners, who will convert them into apartments. The seminary announced Monday it has entered into a purchase and sale agreement with a joint venture of real estate investors Lakeland Capital and Seabrook Real Estate Partners. The companies plan to convert the 209 dormitory apartments into a mix of market rate and income-restricted units with a commitment to let existing residents remain. They will provide a substantial number of apartments for Gordon Conwell faculty, staff, and students to live alongside new residents with no seminary affiliation. Statehouse reporter Christian Wade is reporting that more than 3 months after Governor Maura Healey issued a blanket pardon for people with previous cannabis convictions, the state has only issued about 24 certificates for pot pardons. Healey signed a first-in-the-nation executive order in mid-March, granting an automatic pardon to those with previous misdemeanor convictions for possession of marijuana, which has been legal for more than 7 years. But to date, only 26 pardon certificates have been approved for people with prior pot records. Of 46 certificates that have been requested, 15 have been denied, while others are still being processed, according to the Healey administration. Dustin Luke is reporting in today's Salem News that a wide regiment of public safety personnel converged upon Linebrook Farms on Linebrook Road in Ipswich Monday morning after receiving reports of a partial floor collapse in a stable, imperiling a 1,200-pound horse named Valancourt. The incident was called in to first responders at 9:27 a.m. and quickly elevated to the Essex County Fire Chief Association's Northeast Technical Rescue Team after first responders found the horse's hindquarters dangling through the floor into the stable's lower level, according to a news release. The rescue team used a small crane to lift the horse as rescuers cut through and then secured the floor. Valancourt was safely removed at about 1:30 p.m. and was sedated throughout the operation to ensure everyone's safety. Valancourt was evaluated on scene by the SRH Veterinary Animal Hospital and the ASPCA, and the horse was soon up and walking. And Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times, the UMass Amherst Marine Station Gloucester will be getting a $3 million upgrade, including a living seawall, new research and education space, and a dock, according to project stakeholders, city officials, state lawmakers, and others who gathered at the facility Friday to announce the funding. Money for the upgrade came by way of $2 million from MasTech's Collaborative Science and Tech Research and Development Matching Grant Fund and a $1 million match from UMass Amherst. The $2 million in funding comes from a jobs bill passed by the state legislature in early 2021. Sports coming up with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.